But we started off talking about the potential expansion of the Rooney Rule where, hey, if you hire a person of color as a head coach, a GM, you get bumped up in the draft, and was asking Adam Schefter if he liked it, what he thought of it.
I don't love that idea at all. I just think that it's such a small reward to get somebody to do something so significant. But what the league has done, its track record of promoting minorities is abysmal. It's laughable. It's embarrassing. And so the league, to its credit, is smart enough to recognize that it needs to do something to try to figure this out, because what it's done has not worked. And there has not been progress. If anything, the league has regressed in that area. And that should not be the case. And really, it's at all levels, right? They need more minority ownership. They need more minority representation in front offices. They need more minority coaches. They need more minorities in key coaching positions. And they just don't have these things. And so, however they do this with whatever programs, I think programs and training, and that's the way to do it right now. But you know, to say to a team, okay, well, we're going to move you up 10 spots in the third round. To me, it seems just off, that solution, that particular one. But there's no doubt that, you know, the league deserves credit for at least recognizing it and knowing that it has to do something, that what it's done has not worked.
Well, it seems like the league also recognized kind of a mistake in the way they implemented the pass interference rules last year in terms of the reviews.
Yeah.
Are we going to see a major change there?
Well, you're not going to see that rule back. So I don't know how they'll handle it exactly just yet, but you're not going to see that rule in place for the 20 season. You know, it's an imperfect system, and I think what the league was trying to do is just avoid the big, obvious miss that took place in that NFC Championship game between the Rams and the Saints that everybody in America, except the officials on the field, saw. And so you try to avoid that, but that may be like literally like a once-in-a-generation type call, and you just hope that there's a generation that goes by without there being another call just like that.
How about, I'm excited about the 4th and 15 potential instead of an onside kick. Are we going to get that?
It sounds like we will. I kind of like that idea as well. Like, an onside kick is such a random, arbitrary play to help decide a game. And what skill goes into that? You know, kicking a ball, seeing where it bounces, and having guys clobber each other. Like, that's not very skill relevant. A 4th and 15 play at least does rely on some skill, and it does emphasize the quarterback. And so there are a whole host of issues there. I think it's got a definite chance, a decided chance to pass. We'll see if it does. I think it might be an improvement, and we'll see how that plays out.
Let's close on one Raider-related angle, and that is the sports books. Superbook USA in town put up props, individual props for Derek Carr. They had him at 3,099 gross passing yards, which is really low compared to what he's done in the past. But word is they built it around him playing 12 and a half games. Like, there's a threat that Marcus Mariota may play. What's your sense of where Derek Carr is right now with that organization?
Well, I think they go into the year with Derek Carr as their quarterback. I mean, I think that they do like Marcus Mariota more than people realize, but I think that they brought him in to see if they could kind of rehab him on the field and get him back to where they think he could be the kind of quarterback. And if they could do that, then it gets interesting after the offseason. I don't think they go into the season with the idea that, boy, Marcus Mariota is getting us to the playoffs. I think that they think he provides valuable insurance for Derek Carr. It's Derek Carr's team. And then, again, they see how he comes along during the year, and it's more to see about long-term with Mariota than it is to help them win right away.